Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jams. What a way to close out Black History Month with Oscar-nominated, Emmy Award-winning From When the Levees Broke and Four Little Girls, Mr. Sam Pollock, discussing his latest documentary, MLK and the FBI. I have a question for you. Isn't it something illegal about what the FBI was doing, or Bobby Kennedy signed off on the wiretaps on Dr. King?
Because the wiretaps are legal because they were basically seeing if he was going to become a communist. What was illegal was to go so far as to create these letters, you know, intimating that King should kill himself, and then putting together a tape that he sent to his wife. That's illegal. Now, I'm not sure, but Bobby Kennedy I don't think he was still Attorney General by then. Mm-hmm. You know, after, because that was after JFK's assassination.
So, right.
And I don't think that Hoover got permission to do that. He just did it.
Pretty much J. Edgar Hoover had free reign to do whatever he wanted to do.
He was director of the FBI for over 40 years. So that gave him a lot of power, man.
Yeah, a whole lot of power. And they really felt like Dr. King was that much of a threat that these are the things that they needed to do.
It's amazing for us to believe that because he was such a nonviolent activist, but right. they saw him as a threat. I mean, they probably equated him with the Nation of Islam and the Black Panther Party. They were all threats.
And in those years, it was keep Black people underfoot by any means necessary.
Exactly. Second-class citizens we were.
Even though we were quote unquote free of slavery, segregation still existed. I see you chuckle when I say free of slavery. It's just a different form of slavery.
Exactly, man. You know, this country, you know this, Ed, this country is full of hypocrisy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at what's going on in the Capitol building now, you know, with this just impeachment trial. And these House of Representative managers are doing their best job to present a case that Trump incited a riot. Now, do you think that those Republican senators sitting there, they're really paying attention? They've already made up their minds, man.
Oh, it's more and more, and I saw the trailer for MLK and the FBI, and I cannot wait to see this stunning documentary that you have put together. It really blows my mind how far the United States government would go to squash Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights movement.
Yeah, because he was radical then. He was radical. He was basically, this is what he was saying. You know, Black people shouldn't just be, you know, having to drink at separate water fountains that say colored only, or go to bathrooms that say colored only. They should be able to walk into a restaurant and sit down at a counter. You know, they should be able to get on a bus and sit at the front of the bus. You know, America, up until that point, they basically, you know, this white Americans thought everything's all right. You know, Black people, sure, they go to their own communities. They take care of our kids. You know, they shine our shoes. You know, they don't cause any trouble. You know, so why are you going to let this guy cause trouble now? Weren't things all right?
when Dr. King first presented these ideas along with everyone that was around him to move Black people into a different direction, a direction of equality here in the United States of America. Was there initially backlash from African-American people?
You know, there were some people in the community, man, who said, why are you making such a fuss, man?
Stop, bro. We good. I'm a dentist. I got my own very nice house over here. You gonna mess it up. There's always those.
You know, it wasn't like masses of us stood up and said, we follow Dr. King. And then he had to build that, man. He had to build that following, you know. You know, I was saying to somebody, man, I was 14 in 60. I was 18 years old when Dr. King was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And in our household, I don't know if in your household, we had in our living room, we had three pictures on the wall. Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, and Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, That was the Holy Trinity.
Mr. Pollard, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And I'm so looking forward to MLK and the FBI.
All right, good.
It's heartbreaking for me, too, to know that the extent that they will go through to keep us down. My brother, be well.
Take it easy.
Take care. That was Mr. Sam Pollard. MLK and the FBI are in the theaters right now, man. Y'all make sure that y'all go and check that out. You know what? For me, it warms my heart when I see somebody that cares enough about us as a people to go through those labors of love to tell our story. Catch MLK and the FBI now streaming on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Vudu, Roku, everywhere that you can find some streaming, you can find this documentary streaming on that. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show right here on 104.3 Jams. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.